Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To give you the latest and greatest in entertainment and celebrity news that you can use. Now, before we blast off, let's say what's up to our homies in LA. What up, homies? So later, will Tom Cruise be the first to film a movie in outer space? Did Tiffany Haddish have to school Chris Hemsworth to what really goes on at the strip club? And Mindy Kaling gets involved in a new viral challenge that you have to see to believe. Oh, and Lil Nas X gets too hot in the hot tub, y'all. But first, HK, what you got?
Well, hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Looks like we got hitting the screens, man. Like, listen, so for all you Tiger King fans out there who fell in love with the Netflix docuseries, there's an 8-episode limited series coming, and now the word is that the actor that they got to play the Tiger King is none other than Nicolas Cage.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh,
that's good. Yes. That's good. Perfect.
He's gonna kill it as Joe Exotic. Now, I heard this should be his first TV role ever. Like, Nick Cage has done mad movies, but never TV. It's actually shocking. Right. Also, in a completely different Tiger King project, SNL's Kate McKinnon's gonna take on the role of Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. That's perfect. She nails it. Anytime she's anybody, it's perfect.
She's gonna nail it. And you know how Carol has this, like, whimsical look out her eyes at all times, but you know she's murderous?
Yes.
That's exactly how Kate is going to kill it. Like, Kate is going to murder this whole thing.
She did her husband.
Can't wait.
She's going to feed that role to tigers.
I was secretly rooting for either, like, Kate McKinnon or Kristen Wiig. I feel like either one could have killed it.
Yes.
But you know what?
Yeah,
Kate McKinnon is dope. I just want to hear Nicolas Cage say, Carol, Baskins. Now, Frank, if not Nicolas Cage, Frank, who could you see playing Tiger King?
Well, I know Joe Exotic himself is, like, rooting for Brad Pitt or David Spade.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
I know, or David Spade. He's got a range. But I think, I mean, I have a choice for Carol Baskin, since everybody's throwing that out. I want Kevin James to play Carol Baskin. I think that would be fantastic. Well, Elon Musk is having a crazy week. He has a new baby and a new project, one of them with Tom Cruise. Reportedly, Elon Musk and Tom Cruise welcome to baby. He has a project with Tom.
Oh, different kind of baby.
Yeah, they're working with NASA to develop an action-adventure film shot in outer space.
I believe it. I believe it 1,000,000%. It's Tom Cruise.
It's not another Mission Impossible film.
Wow.
And word is the project is still in the early stages of liftoff. But this sounds like the next thing that's going to excite Tom Cruise, because this is all of his stunts in Mission Impossible.
Right.
So the next is actually really in outer space. This is going to be awesome.
Well, that's the thing with Tom Cruise. That is what he wants to do. And I think, he's in his late 50s, and he always wants to do his own stunts.
Yeah.
And I thought if this isn't in space, Tom would have requested it. Like, I'm only going to do it if we actually get to go to outer space.
Yes,
right.
And this time he's hanging on the outside of a rocket instead of that plane. He's all the way up in space. He's hanging on the outside.
He's on a meteor.
And you guys, Elon Musk just welcomed a baby boy to the world. He had a baby boy with his girlfriend, Grimes. She's a singer. She's awesome. And as a proud dad, Elon wanted to share the news to all his folks, all his fans. He posted some pics on social media, and he wanted to give a sneak peek to his baby boy. And check this out, y'all. The baby boy's name, I'm going to do my best to pronounce this, but it's spelled out X-A-E-A-12 Musk. right?
Wait, wow.
What?
Right.
Wow.
Oh, but check this. I know, but, wow. but the pronunciation of the name is X-Ash Archangel Musk. Yikes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Parents, do you ever, when naming babies, flash forward to third grade and playgrounds? Yeah. Do you ever do that?
Yeah. His name actually looks like when the computer is trying to make sure you're not a robot. And it's like, write these letters puzzle at the bottom. That's what his name looks like.
Are you a robot? Yeah.
But Chewie, I think a lot of people want to know this. Is the baby shatterproof?
No, I think it is. I think the baby is shatterproof.
They don't feed the baby. They just plug it in at night.
Okay.
Well, moving on, I guess Power Wheels wasn't enough for this 5-year-old kid who was recently caught, get this, driving his parents' car on a freeway in Utah. And yes, you heard me right.
What?
He's 5 years old.
What?
A highway patrol officer thought he was stumbling upon a drunk driver. He sees this car and goes, that person's been drinking. I got to pull him over. He thinks he's going to find a drunk person. Instead, he finds a 5-year-old boy behind the wheel of the car.
Where was he going?
Well, okay, so the officer asked where the kid was going, as you would. That would be your first question.
Yeah.
The boy said that he left home after an argument with his mom because his mom wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini, so he went out and got his own damn Lamborghini. Brat, what do you do when you find a 5-year-old kid driving a car on a freeway?
I don't know. First, I would laugh, probably, and then I would take the kid back to his parents and hope that they would give him some type of reprimanding because he kind of need his ass whooped because that's real dangerous.
I was about to say, now, Brat, you know you would spank that child just like he was yours. It takes a village. This badass boy
only if he
need
took
to be
her belly,
passed down a damn neighborhood and get spanked.
You know, I never had to steal a car when I was young, but because my great-grandfather taught me how to drive in Mexico when I was 7, 8 years old. So I was already driving. I was driving at 7 and 8 in Mexico on the ranch. So so I was good.
So this would be your child. You're 5-year-old. Yes, you got to watch him.
Yes. Didn't you drive really young too, Frank?
Yeah. I grew up in a farm in Indiana. And so basically it's like, hey, go up to the house, you know, take the truck and go up there and get this because nobody wanted to get out. So yeah, you'd be 5, 6 years old. You'd be driving the truck up to the house, couldn't see over anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's
country.
Gosh darn right, your country.
Get on up here.
Well, y'all, Princess Love is playing no games with Ray J during this pandemic, okay? Now, as most of you know, the pair broke up after Princess accused Ray J of leaving her stranded in Vegas while she was 8 months pregnant. And now they are co-parenting. So, Ray J told reporters in order to see his kids, he has to quarantine for 7 days, he said.
Wow.
He said, I'm lonely right now. I don't want to quarantine by myself. I keep telling Princess, but she says if I see one person over there with you, you got to start over. So I really have to lock myself in because I really miss my kids.
Wow.
I agree with that. It's like, no, I don't know where you've been. You're going to quarantine if you want to see your babies. I'm on her side.
So, yeah, HK, do you feel like he realized that he messed up because he's missing his kids so bad and he shouldn't have done that, perhaps?
It sounds like if he had one wish, he would be at home with his family because he truly sounds like he's sorry about what's going on. My heart goes out to Ray J. That's the homie.
So, Portia, would you make Dennis quarantine for 7 days before seeing PJ?
Baby, Dennis got one wish, okay? To stay his ass in the house. You cannot
stay
trust
ass in the house.
Look, I don't even know if he's going to make it when we get finished with quarantine because he has digested so much Lysol because when he comes in the house, I literally spray his entire body, including his face, with his eyes closed.
Portia, you're not like the mom in that one video where they was like macing the kids with Lysol.
Yes.
Yeah, school, are
I
you?
Am, Portia.
Just remember, if you quarantine Dennis, Ray J got quarantined first, okay?
Up next, the dinner, honey, may be a classic man, but you won't believe this unorthodox thoughts on marriage. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
These are already hard times for everyone, so if you're also having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS has the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property, but Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. They'll stop the added fees and wage garnishments. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness or qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation.
Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. All you got to do is just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and the information is free, and this could save you thousands. Call now, 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What's up?
Hey, Craig!
Now, the classic man himself, Jidenna, has some non-traditional views about marriage. Now, during Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast, he made it clear that he's not looking for a straight-laced, orthodox wife and has no problem with being part of a polyamorous relationship.
Wow.
Check this out.
I'm cool. I can see me down the line being with a woman, with even if it's my wife, and striking an agreement where she can be with other men as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not tripping off that. That doesn't kill me. What I care about is that we hold each other down. We support each other. We're there when we need. We know that none of these other relationships are as strong as ours.
Now, that's a pretty adventurous opinion to have on things, but
oh,
I get
wow.
it.
Here we go.
Now, I'm saying he's from Africa. They move differently over there. Yeah, like, there's some things over there that we're just not privy to here in the state.
Well, he could be from Africa if he want to be. But Americans don't act like that. Portia, I want you to tell me, would you be with somebody that allow you to be with some other doggone men?
Hell no. And I have to be honest. It's so disappointing. I mean, he was known as the classic man. How you not gonna wanna live a classic, traditional lifestyle?
All right, like, all right, hold up. Think about it, chewing your head, Crack, and Gary. Cause you keep it real and sleep in the bed by yourself knowing that your wife is in the bed with another man?
Hell no.
The only reason they're agreeing to this because they're thinking a one man with two women. But like I always say, if that's what you're down for, why can't it be two men with one woman?
No, Portia, don't get it twisted.
They don't want
I didn't agree with this.
They don't
want the
dogs in the bun.
Right?
Why does Portia always bring up hot dogs now? Like, why?
Because they got one.
That's her company. That's why.
Because you need to go to the original hot dog factory, okay? That's why.
Amen to that.
So it looks like Lil Nas X baby wants his fans to saddle up, baby, and get on his ride.
Wow.
Because this boy is all up online showing his donkey donk. Lil Nas X posted a series of pictures, Gary, and I believe he was eyeing you, honey. He posted a picture looking sexy, looking dead in the camera, and the rest of them, he is booty bunk naked. And he captioned the photo, no homo.
Okay, wait a minute, Miss Portia, girl. Did you say he said no homo? Now, what does that mean, honey?
He was telling you no, Gary.
That girl, honey, she don't have to worry about me, baby. I ain't riding no pony.
What do you guys think? Like, a couple of years down the road, do you think he's going to regret posting these pictures?
I don't think he's going to regret posting the pictures, but Lil Nas X is built like Captain America before he took the super soldier serum. Like, he's a troll. He don't regret nothing, yo.
Mm-mm. Yeah, for real.
All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right, it sure is. And today's deal is the Glossmedics 24-karat gold eye mask. That's right. This luxurious eye mask is infused with high-density plant collagen and 24-karat gold. It is guaranteed to help brighten your skin and tighten your pores while reducing redness. Woo! Ooh. It's suitable for all skin types, and application only takes a few seconds, y'all.
Ooh, girl, this feels wonderful, honey. I feel different already.
I'm sure you do, Gary, because almost immediately the ingredients absorbs into your skin, and you'll notice a smooth, glowing skin tone and increased skin hydration.
This is everything, Brent. I really need one. What else is it made of?
Good question, Portia. It's made out of the finest 24-karat gold, darling, vitamin A, C, and E, as well as caviar extract and other natural ingredients. Also, they are fragrance and alcohol-free, and the set includes 24 blister packs, and each has two masks.
Like a 24-karat gold mask. It sounds expensive.
Come on, HK. Now, you know I got the hookup, boy. Now, usually these masks can run as high as $120, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $24.
Yay!
That's right. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, honey. If you want to talk to Tiffany Haddish, honey, about strip clubs, you better make sure to have your facts right, honey. And we'll tell you all about that and more, honey, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. All right. Welcome. Okay, so Tiffany Haddish and Chris Hemsworth are working on a buddy cop movie. It's called Down Undercover, where Chris Hemsworth goes undercover. You're going to love this.
Oh.
As a male stripper.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
And,
this will be good. Who's the director of Chris, this? Thank you.
Chris recently told Ellen DeGeneres how Tiffany reacted when she saw the script for the first time. Take a look.
I sent her the script. Love her work. She's hilarious. What I didn't know was how versed she was in the world of stripping, particularly male stripping. And she's been to many a male strip club, which she immediately kind of ripped the script apart and said, yeah, this would never happen. It goes like this and you do this. And let me tell you about strip clubs, all right? So we unexpectedly have the big expert in partnership.
Are the strip clubs open in Atlanta? Because I thought Tiffany Haddish was complaining because she couldn't see any...
On a Sunday night. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she was right, because she was there until she was at the market. The clubs are not open on Sundays. They're only Monday through Saturday. So she was right, so she had to go, honey, to the hood.
They respect the Sabbath.
We'll swing in there Richards. You go. They don't want to rise on that day. Okay.
No!
that Jesus day. Oh.
Well, all right, y'all. Y'all know it's time for... Yes, honey, and since the Met Gala, honey, isn't happening this year, Vogue created the Met Gala Challenge for fans to recreate their favorite celebrity looks for the event. First up, we have Miss Mindy Kaling, y'all. Look at Miss Mindy, honey. Now, she's making headlines with her version of Jared Leto's, honey. Look,
that's awesome. Yes. Yes. She committed to this, y'all. She committed to this, okay?
Yes.
And the crazy part is, she's actually quarantined. That's a real beard and mustache, okay?
Okay.
So next, y'all, we have a stylist named Glam Bear, y'all. Has all eyes on him, baby, with this. Honey, take a look at this Janelle Monáe's ensemble.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Glam
Bear.
Well, I know what Chewy's going to be for Halloween.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So, Chewy, what you think about that, honey? Would you do something like that? Because, I mean, this guy is in Janelle's outfit.
Yeah, you know what? I think I would rock something like this, maybe in a pants form, because I'm not going to wear a dress, but maybe
but
I'll have a little man boob dress,
Chewy.
It's like,
I don't know what you call
what is it?
It's like a hammer pant.
It's like cool
pants.
All right, y'all. So finally, honey, our hats are off to a lady named Sonya, who recreated Rihanna's 2018 look. Check it out.
That's pretty amazing, man. Killed that. That's all newspaper.
Freaking creative as hell. Nice.
It almost looks like Rihanna's trying to dress like her.
Very creative. I love the fact that it's newspaper. I'm not going to lie. No. If her dress was made out of, like, a real material or, like, laminated newspaper, I would wear that. That's actually kind of cute.
Nah, you got to keep it like this, Portia, so you can be recyclable.
No. That's pretty sexy. All right. Does the quarantine make you feel like it's a small world? We're going to tell you about one man's unforgettable trip to Disney World after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, so a 42-year-old man by the name of Richard McGuire, he said nothing's going to stop him. This quarantine's not going to stop him from going camping.
Okay.
And he's originally from Alabama, so he's like, I'm heading off to Florida.
Nice.
I'm going to go camping. You think self-isolation, that's probably a good idea. So he headed to Florida to camp out for an entire week at Walt Disney World's Discovery Island.
What?
No. It's
that Disney parks and resorts have been closed, worldwide for the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, the Orange County Sheriff's Department spotted him on the island and warned him through the island's public address system that he had to vacate, but he claimed he never heard the warning because he was asleep.
We don't call that asleep. We call that passed out.
He thought he was just exploring a tropical paradise.
He pulled like a Clark Griswold. By any means necessary.
The park's closed. No, it's not. He came upon, you know, a well-manicured tropical oasis.
Wow.
There's Disney character statues. There's Disney art everywhere. I think there was actually no trespassing signs and two gates you have to get by. He took a camping boat
that
belongs to Disney World. He stole a Disney boat to take it out to the island.
So this tells me that, number one, he can't read. Number two, he was drunk because he didn't even see that they were Disney characters.
I did not know.
Right.
I mean, ultimately, he's social distancing, like you
said. But the question is, though, y'all, what would y'all do at Disney by yourself, honey, for an entire week? Would you just ride roller coasters by yourself? What would you do?
Yeah. I would be looking for the guy. I would be looking for where they have those turkey legs. Have y'all ever had a turkey leg?
Oh, my God. Churros. The churros and the corn dogs, y'all. Yes. The churros and the corn dogs.
No, the lemon chill drink. That lemonade drink. The frosted
I'm officially
one.
Starving.
So it's over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.